Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
So we're going to take your reaction here on the Myles Garrett comments. But again, it's just maybe big picture. I don't even know what's specifically about Myles coming to such a big endorsement of Stefanski and Barry. I think it's just how content everybody seems being 3-10. And they say, hey, we got coach better. Nobody likes this. Doesn't seem like you're as pissed as I am.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's that scene I love in Fever Pitch with Johnny Damon. Johnny Damon, where they're sitting around and they're all eating dinner and Johnny Damon and them are all having a great time and the Red Sox fans with Jimmy Fallon are like, why don't you care as much as I do? That's what that felt like to me.
I thought it was
You want Myles Garrett to care as much as you do right now.
I thought it's when the Boston lady was like, you got a great ass. I thought that's the one you were talking about. I was like,
what is that? Johnny Damon.
Oh, yeah, you got the best butt in the
best spot in the league, Johnny Damon.
By the way, let's get to the Friday injury report brought to you by Slater and Zurs. Experience you need, results you want. Visit SlaterZurs.com to get your free consultation. Joe Batonio did not practice Wednesday and Thursday. Limited practice today. He's questionable for Sunday's matchup, as is Mike Hall Jr., as is Miles Harden, as is David Njoku. Although I think there's maybe a little more skepticism there. Cedric Tillman is out, and Kalicki Hudson is questionable. And that is your Friday injury report brought to you by Slater and Zurs. Experience you need, results you want. Visit SlaterZurs.com to get your free consultation. I thought that was the case. I thought there was a lot of cynicism on Njoku not playing. I want to say Mary Kay, and I've heard Daryl talk about it. Am I wrong on that?
Oh, I thought you were speculating that it wasn't actually injured there for a second. I was like, that's juicy. No. Well, hey, I mean,
I'm only doubting the sincerity of what I'm hearing coming from the locker room, not injuries.
You are everywhere this hour, so yeah. I didn't know if you were just letting it all hang out on a Friday.
Just lashing out on a Friday. But I mean, no, I really do think the lack of, I'm not saying you have to melt down every single day, but man, we've all been, I honestly think we on the air, I'm not talking about just us. I'm talking about like in general, we've been super passive with this and I think the rubber band just snapped back for me. Like that just blows. It sucks to just, even if they win.
I think your brain's kind of fried at the idea that somebody could be as involved and as invested in Barry and Stefanski and then have a 3-win season and be like, this is the team I want to run it back with.
Well, and it finally felt like that's
hard, Nick. That's hard.
Specific to Miles, it felt like Miles was finally getting the credit he was deserving of his entire career. And his name is not what it should be in NFL circles. When I'm saying that, I'm talking about like within fan circles, because they have not consistently won.
Well, but here's the thing, Nick. I think part of the fight that you're having for Miles and have been having for people like Miles that have been on this Browns team for a while and are going to be on the Browns team in the future, that fight goes out the window when they themselves say they want the status quo. How do I fight for you if you say you're happy right now?
And I think that's the frustration. It's like, can somebody show me this bugs you the way it bugs me? And I, you know, here's the other thing. It does feel like the locker room just wants everyone to take the absolute rat poison that this is just about Deshaun. I mean, I think this idea of, all's well at the end. There's nothing to be concerned about. We got Stefanski and Barry. Of course we'll be better next year. Like, I feel like they themselves put it so much on Deshaun. I don't think that defense is watching itself. I don't think that offensive line watched what a disaster it was for half a year. No run game. One-sided offense. Yeah. And like, guys, are they better than they were? Are they better the last 8 weeks, 6 weeks than they were the first 7 weeks? Yeah. You played 13 weeks of football. You played 13 games. You should be better. And by the way, you did subtract one of your biggest problems, which was Deshaun. But just everybody.
Look at the Rams, though. Look at the Rams. They had the worst offensive line in the league, and then the past few weeks they've turned it around. They're an 8-win team. They were in the absolute bottom of the basement, and now they're rallying in a way. Like that's we wanted to see some fight that way. What happens beyond just Deshaun?
I have no problem with fans who didn't like Deshaun in the first place, who got tired of Deshaun's BS, whatever it was, saying it's all about Deshaun. That's fine. But you in that locker room, you cannot look in the mirror and convince yourself it's all Deshaun. You can't. You really can't. And by the way, if you think it's all about Deshaun, how does it not lead to a question, who's responsible for Deshaun being here? Who's responsible for the worst trade in NFL history?
Right, but they're all giving them the same mulligan that the Haslams are offering up. That's the difference. They're all going to do it.
I'm not saying
they're right in doing it. I'm just saying this is what
they're
thinking.
Every year here. Like, you went to the playoffs, and right. You fired AVP. Hey, that guy's the reason Deshaun Watson sucks. You went 11-6, and you had a scapegoat. You're going to go 3-14, maybe, and they're just going to be like, well, I guess that sucked. On to 2025? That's wild. That is bananas. And here's the thing. They've beaten us all down. You know what? Hey, I guess everybody does get a mulligan because we don't want to be the anti-Steelers again. I guess we just won't assess whether Kevin Stefanski's a good head coach. Why ask that question? We can just put it on Deshaun. Why ask about roster flaws, about drafting issues, about whether some of these guys are the right guys to lead you? And I'm not talking about Miles or Joel.
Something's changed here, though. I think it's really fascinating because I remember a couple years ago, and this is maybe it's just the 11-win season, Nick. I don't know. You tell me. Remember that video that went around? There was one big Browns win that they had, and Stefanski was doing the game ball, and Miles rolled his eyes in the background. And like something happened there. Something's going on with that relationship. Something happened where now Miles just believes in Stefanski like nobody's ever believed in Stefanski before. I don't know what changed. I don't know, but it shouldn't change to the positive in a 3-win season.
216-474-0092. Let's go with Fred in Cleveland.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Fred, welcome to the show.
Nick, I turned the radio on. I heard you going in, so I'm like, man, let me hop on here and pull your coattail and go with you, man. I want to start off by saying this. Remember the term Moneyball? Remember when we got Andrew Berry and all of them? Remember Moneyball was thrown around, right? Mm-hmm. So many times. That's what it was, man. It's money at the end of the day, man. I'm just going to be transparent and be real as possible with everything, man. These guys don't care about winning at the end of the day, man. They care about that bank check. And I'm saying this to compare it to certain jobs that I've worked at where we all showed up and we worked as a team collectively. We had a coach. We had a person. But at the end of the day, we didn't go hard for that coach. We went hard probably for, like, the assistant coach, the assistant manager sometimes. It's money. At the end of the day, man, these guys are paid. They're getting paid a lump sum of money, and they know it's guaranteed. So if you want to blame something, blame it on the people that's paying these guys out the gate astronomical figures before they even produce. If you want to blame somebody, you know, you can't blame the players, man, because look, I think them guys knew what they was getting into in the beginning. They in practice every day and they seen the garbage coming out of practice.
Fred, I'm telling you, they had no idea. I have people that told me around week four, when the TV crews and everything, that it told me they thought the Browns legitimately thought they had a Super Bowl caliber team.
But see, all right, but here's the deal, though. I don't, what one person saying, like right now, you just said you don't know what made Myles Garrett come out and start saying that after he was rolling his eyes. And I do remember that.
You remember that video, right? Yeah.
So people say, believe none of what you hear, half of what you see, right? So we hearing a whole bunch of things, but at the end of the day, if you look at it and we had to just put one and one together because they're not going to give us the real, you already know what, you looked at Deshaun Watson was throwing the ball in the dirt from the time we signed him. He was throwing the ball in the dirt. Nothing changed. Them guys, you can't tell me them guys didn't see this guy got his arm is inaccurate. They knew. How can you go hard for a quarterback or a coach? Them guys just don't got no passion. They don't have nobody to get behind. At this point, it's like, let Myles Garrett go to where he go somewhere else. Quit holding these guys hostage. Quit holding them hostage here in Cleveland, man. Nobody, they ain't producing. They don't want to play. But Myles Garrett is a good player, man. I just think that we should probably let him go and get ready to tear this thing down to the studs, because we're going to go one more year of, all right, this year was a fluke with the act, with the injuries, yada, 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 and we're going to be back in the same position to start of next year. We're going to be rally pumped up for summer. Summer going to go so quick because we training camp. And then we're going to be rushing right to get back into a three-end whatever season again.
Fred.
And then we're going to tear it down. Tear it down now, man.
We got to run, buddy. I appreciate you. Here's the thing. I don't think they have a choice in it. I don't like what, how, like, where's the talent outside of the older core, but like, where's the talent that's saving the day? When is MJ Emerson's the Tin Man? When's he going to find his heart? Like, when is Greg Newsome going to stop getting burnt on every play because he thinks he's freaking Deion Sanders in his prime? Like, and it's not just there, it's the D line. Like, where's the talent that's going to save the day? Because Andrew Berry hasn't drafted well enough to do it. And everybody's just cool. You know what? Hey, because here's the thing. I think Jim and Strong had called in. I think he dropped off because he knew we were against it.
Uh-huh.
But like he had said, well, if you try and rebuild, Miles is gone. They're rebuilding. They don't have a choice. You don't get to choose when you rebuild in the NFL. Not when you're also massively compromised by the salary cap. The 5 at 5, next on 92.3 The Fan.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.